All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobo Frank, and we got Gene Arnett, former Virginia quarterback and also former Virginia sideline reporter for the Sports Radio Network. For Gene, what did you do that, 2 or 3 years?
I think, yeah, maybe 3 years, but the road beat me down again.
Hey, it's hard.
I had a full-time job, and it didn't. It just couldn't. I couldn't put all the pieces of the puzzle together.
Hey, it's hard to win on the road. But before we let you go, I think, Frank, yours truly, and Gene Arnett tonight, we're starting to drag down the listening audience. I think we're all starting to show a little
frustration.
A little frustration here. So before we let you go, give me an optimistic scenario for the month of November for the Hoos.
You know, I was thinking about that you might ask me that, and I want to think about the big picture.
Right.
What the score is or how many games we win. To me, I'm so proud of this school that you don't read about us in the paper. We've got Mike London. I think he's a quality guy. Staff is quality. Craig is quality. Dirk's quality. Barry Parkhill's quality. And the parents, you know, what really shocked me the most was that all of these kids that I thought would not come here, these big five-star guys, they came here. I really was shocked when they came here, and all I can read and hear is about how much they think about our staff and our school. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about the next game or who we beat, or my goal would be to get 6 wins and go to a bowl game.
Yep.
That's all I want. I don't care about going 10-0 every year or getting to a major bowl. I'm just so proud of the school, and I'm proud of these kids, and I'm proud of their staff. And that's, I mean, we can beat Georgia Tech. We're at that level at least. This is the first time I think we can beat Virginia Tech.
Yep.
And I think we've got a good shot at beating them down there in Hokieville. I mean, and I don't even think I'm going to drive down there. I just don't like going back down there again.
Well, you're absolutely right about the coaching staff and the players, the administration. There is so much to be proud of in connection with Virginia athletics and the success top to bottom. And, you know, Frank said earlier in the show, I mean, Frank and I are both big Mike London supporters. Mm-hmm. I really, really like Coach London, and I continue to believe he's the right guy for the job. He's recruited extraordinarily well, and there's nobody more frustrated today than Mike London. That's one thing I'm sure of.
I'll bet you. And you look through the staff there, Hobo. You got Tenuto is the best defensive coach in this country. I would not want a quarterback against him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know who's coming. He's got the water boy coming. And then the next thing is, you got Archer. He brought in here with that, and we've got Biscuit back there. The kids love him. We've got to have realistic expectations, and mine is just get to a bowl game and let their parents and the kids who selected Virginia be happy and go to a bowl game knowing they got a great education. And if that happens, that's my goal.
Well, I think that's a reasonable approach. And, you know, certainly here in the short term, that's what they've got to do. Gene, thank you for joining us tonight. It's always been fantastic to have you contributing to our program. And I hope you have a good evening tonight. And hopefully over the next 4 games, Virginia can find 2 more W's so that your prediction forecast – hope will come through.
Well, I'll be saying a prayer tonight and rooting it for everybody. So,
listen,
see you at one of the games too. Huh?
Absolutely, I'm gonna look you up at Miami. All right, listen, you have a great night. All right, we're gonna jump to break.
Thank you.
On the other side, we've got Ryan Keel, former fearsome defensive lineman and a terrific guy and a previous contributor, and I know he has got some opinions about the Virginia defense. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.